各位亲爱的朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天周三的轻松美语课堂。今儿个我们还是带给大家英文电台地道美语口语经典，为什么嘞？因为在这本书当中收录了一个特别有意思的主题，而它就将会发生在本周六。来邀请出今天的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们，大家好，我是小高老师。 How's everyone doing today?
哎，我跟你说 ，everyone 今天也是 doing so good。
Yeah,
为什么呢？今天早上我刚刚把今天的微信互动话题发在朋友圈以后哈，
uh-huh.
哇，15分钟就投满了。
Really?
Fifteen minutes. We've got 85 listeners.
That's awesome. Who would have thought, right? Who really would have thought? That's awesome.
所以我说，大家是不是特别喜欢我们的主题呀、啊？今天这个主题呀、啊，是不是特别喜欢过这个节日啊？
I really love it. That's awesome. And 你说的是哪个节日啊？
当然就是本周六6月20号的端午节啦。
端午节 ，okay. Now I know 端午节is a very popular holiday here in China, and we're about to experience it here on Saturday, right?
对。Okay. 其实我知道小高老师非常非常的懂得端午节，为什么呢？因为在我们今天的长长的 dialogue 当中，小高老师会为我们尽情的介绍他理解的端午节。
That's right. Now, this is a very fun program and a very fun topic for us. Actually comes out of our book, right? From topic 36. If you're a book owner of ours, and if you flip down to the back in topic 36, you'll find today's dialogue, actually, Duan Wu Festival.
对，我们这本书当中呢，特别收入了到端午说端午这样的一个主题。同学们要是感兴趣的话，今天跟着我们的课堂一起来学习这篇主题，好不好？
Okay.
对，其实我知道同学们很想在聊天室当中讨论一下粽子的事儿。
Oh, let's do it. 粽子。Has anyone up until now had a 粽子 yet?
有了。
This year?
Misa、
really?
说公司呢昨天发粽子了。
Really? Oh, that's, you're so lucky.
真是好公司啊。
跟我们说说是哪个味道什么馅儿的。
所以说过哪个节都不能不说过这个节吃东、
yeah.
吃的那个东西哈。
在我们的聊天室的当中有 GFG@Girly 他问到端午节为什么不使用 The Dragon Boat Festival? 为了回答你的问题其实实际上可以说 The Dragon Boat Festival, 没有问题。而我相信西方国家可能把就是周六的就端午节叫做、嗯The Dragon Boat Festival.
是说那您的意思是说这样吧您今天教我们到底这个端午节它可以怎么说
可以 Yeah, you can say 端午节 Or you can say the Dragon Boat Festival. It's like you choose.
那端午节就完全是汉语了
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
过一个端午节
That's right, it's like my mom trying to say 春节快乐 She's 春节快乐 It's like, no, mom, just say Happy Spring Festival. Like,
如果老外不会说端午节、
yeah.
那么就直接说龙舟节好了
Yeah.
The Dragon Boat Festival.
Yeah.
所以我们要感谢一下 Girly 在聊天室当中一上来就提了一个这样的问题很好我们先把这个标题搞清楚好不好
Okay.
来有的同学说冰冰说可以放假了所以我喜欢这个节日
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so, 跟我们说说下周谁都能放假
哎，这周六是端午节
That's right
这周日是 Father's Day 父亲节
Oh my goodness
下周一呢是我们的 holiday
Yeah
所以我们可以休息三天
That's right So I remember on Monday we talked about Father's Day But now I'm thinking Okay, I gotta go back to Monday You know what would be a great gift this Father's Day?
What?
粽子 Yeah 粽子 that their 闺女闺儿自己做的
闺女是可以的，后面那个可不行。
你刚才说闺儿是吧？
对，只能是女、
哦、鬼子，
鬼子也不对。
哦，不可以是吧？
反正就是说爸，说小朋友
，OK，
给父母包粽子
啊，
是这个意思吧
？That's what I mean, yeah。
那就是说，正好把周六的粽子，然后送给周日爸爸当父亲节的礼物。
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What do you think?Is that a good idea?
真不错
Yeah.
顺手就利用了。
但是我得承认一下我现在有点难受。正好晶晶来到我们这个 studio 之前他跟我说他头有点晕。我们最后结论到可能是因为他有点饿。然后我说我也有点饿。然后我们就是正好要说到 粽子，我就更难受了。我觉得，我被虐待的这个，
你说出来就是在虐待我，你知道吗？
啊，
你说出来就是虐待所有的朋友。
啊，
现在这个点儿千万不能说吃哈。
Yeah,
来看聊天室当中 ，Ilya 的说，我们发了肉粽啊，肉粽。
哦、oh, ，OK，
里面有肉的粽子
有吗？
有，南方比较爱吃肉粽，
oh,
北方爱吃甜粽。
哦、oh, ，那你呢？
我当然是比较爱吃什么都没有的粽子。
啊，是吗？什么都没有的粽子。
我觉得就吃那个糯米就很香啊。
Yeah, they're good, they're good. OK, I like the 红豆 and the 芝麻的。
啊，
and,
所以你喜欢一种 sweet
sweet
的粽子
？Yes, I do.
大家可以讨论一下粽子的口味。清大梅花落今天第一天吃。听直播，他说小高老师的声音好好听啊。
Oh, thank you.
一开始我还以为小高老师是个中国人呢。
不可能吧，不可能吧。我其实呢，我还是把我自己的大部分当作中国人，毕竟我在中国生活了那么多年了，而且和你们生活了那么多年了。我什么意思呢？我就是在我们这个 Going for Gold 已经五六年了，
对，生活的好，都成了我们的闺女了。
对，我就是你们的闺女了。那为什么？就比如说刚才，就上周，我的好朋友要结婚了，然后我的周边的朋友们对他说，祝你早生贵子。这到底什么意思？
啊，贵子是可以的
啊，
对
啊，
这个是可以的，
这个是
就是、
baby、
对，叫早生贵子，对。
哦，早生贵子。OK， 我
其实小高老师在中国呢，过各种各样的中国节哈、啊，
yeah,
每年都跟我们一块过端午，
yeah,
每年跟我们一块吃粽子。
Yeah,
那他对这个中国文化的理解呢，非常的到位。我们如果要用英文来说中国的传统节日的话，跟着小高老师学习绝对没错的。
Okay, yeah, man, yeah。
对于他来说，亲自过一个吃粽子赛龙舟的中国节啊，远远比光是读个书看到的要精彩。
That's right。
所以今天这必不可少的文化交流口语，咱们那些要考导游的同学啊，
oh.
那些要进行中西方文化交流的同学，要跟老外对话的同学，这个端午节英语咱们是一定要学习的。
哇，我在看我们今天的对话还挺长的，
真的挺长，因为我们要说的很详细，不仅要说粽子，还要说龙舟，还要说屈原等等等等。
Oh.
首先我们就从吃粽子开始。Topic 36 Dialogue 1
OK，
静静说，
哎，小高 ，Here have a 粽子。
嘿、hey, ，小高 ，Here have a 粽子。这个 have 是什么意思啊？就是说来吃个粽子，
来吃一个 ，right？ 来吃一个粽子 ，right？、
哎、这句话你用中文应该会怎么说？
小高，来吃个粽子吧。
就是这样了。Here have a 粽子，就是说来吃个粽子。咱千万别说 eat a 粽子。
That's right, yeah. That's right. Here.Eat a 粽子 yeah. Yeah, here, have a 粽子, right? Have a cup of coffee.
Have、
right?
a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
来喝杯咖啡。
You know, I always tell someone, you know when we say have a lot is when we're talking about soup. Because in English, we don't say we drink it, and we also don't usually say we eat it. We just have it.
在英文当中喝汤也不能说 eat soup、
yeah.
也得说 have
have,、yeah.
have soup
有意思不
比较文明感觉哈、
yeah.
不是说只是吃啊嚼、
yeah.
它是 have 来这种吃比较文明的吃、yeah. 小高说、啊
what?
What?
Yeah.
一个什么
yeah. 因为他刚问到 have a 粽子
哎他没听懂什么叫粽子是什么东西
yeah. What?
静静就说
A 粽子，
一个粽子，粽子，看没有？英文就是拼音。
嗯 ，It's a traditional Chinese food that is made of glutinous rice, stuffed with different fillings, and it's wrapped in bamboo leaves.
嗯，这里讲了一下粽子的做法哈。它首先呢是一个 traditional Chinese food， 这个叫做
glutinous rice。
这个 traditional 是传统的中国食物。
Oh, I see. Yeah, traditional Chinese food, just like European, is also a traditional Chinese food. For the 中秋节 right? The Mid-Autumn Festival.
哎，咱们说什么传统美食叫做 traditional Chinese food？
嗯，
好了，这个东西是用什么做的呢 ？That is made of. Be made of 后面那个 of 接的就是那个材质。看它是用什么做的，是用 glutinous rice.
That's right, glutinous rice. Now, glutinous rice, this is not a word that you would often see in the English language. Why? Because, and here's my 猜测，我的推测啊。
哦，你猜测。
I believe that glutinous rice is mainly used in Asian food dishes, right? You know, 韩国人经常吃这个 glutinous rice type of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But we just don't have a lot of glutinous rice.
西方没有。 没有糯米。
I don't think so. I don't think a lot.
我也不觉得你们吃过什么糯米，因为你们没有任何的节日要吃糯米。
But it's so good. So good.
现在我们知道糯米怎么说了，就是那种粘粘的、黏黏的米，叫 glutinous rice.
Yeah.
Glutinous rice. 那 stuffed with, stuff 就是填塞和塞满。
That's right.
Stuffed with, 用什么来塞满呢？ Different fillings. Fillings 就是里料和馅料。
That's right.
很有意思吧，像美食口语似的，对不对？
嗯哼。
你以后向老外解释粽子是用什么做的，你看这段话岂不是很合适吗？用不同的馅料做的，然后呢，包怎么说呀？
Well, and it's wrapped.
Wrapped.你看 wrap 这个单词，它并没有读成 wrapped.
That's right.
它读的是 wrapped.
That's right. Wrapped. So we just pronounce a standard R sound here. The same wrap as wrap a present or wrap paper, right?
哎，包纸或者是包一个包裹、或者是包一个礼物，咱们都用 wrap.、Wrap in 用什么来包呢？用 bamboo leaves.
那么
竹叶来包。
竹叶能吃吗？
小熊猫会吃啊。
OK.
你吃米，熊猫吃竹叶。
那我就留给熊猫吃呗。
接下来这句话呢，是我们今天第一个微信考验哈，来的比较早。
Oh my gosh, 来的很早。
因为我觉得这句话很有趣。为什么有趣呢？他说，小高说，是有一点黏哈。不过正好能解我的馋、
yeah.
我就觉得能解馋这句话很有意思、很想让大家来试试
这个很难 OK, let's start with Kelly Lua
行来、
A little bit sticky, however I like it OK, let's just take it because there's nothing wrong with what she said In fact,、要表扬她的第就前面她说的是 a little bit sticky, right? 有一点
黏
OK,、that is sticky它就是 sticky, right?
他把这个黏字用得特别好，就是 sticky.
Yeah. She said a little bit sticky. 没问题。Okay, let's go on to Richard. Richard says, well, even a little sticking it is. 还是 Kelly Lua 说的更标准一些。
Sticky,
yeah, sticky.
是黏黏的。
It is...Just meets the needs of my stomach. 正好就是达到了满足了我胃的要求 ，right？ 在这里我们一般不怎么来形容我们的胃，因为我们的胃好像没有什么要求，人们有要求，
人有要求，胃没有要求，
工作有要求，胃好像没有要求，它有什么？它有 appetite，
它有胃口，
对，它有胃口
啊。
哦
那不能直接这么说了。
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Osen. Although it is a little bit sticky, although it is a little bit chewy, 可以 yeah, 可以说 chewy.
Chewy.
我还是喜欢用 sticky, 但是 chewy 也可以。
好的。
It may satisfy my appetite right now. Let's say this, does it have may? 你这样吧 ,may 在这里用的不太正确，但是其他的都非常好。It satisfies my appetite right now, right?
好。
Yeah. 挺好的 ,Osen.
下面一位是徐小叶。
Yes, it's a little bit sticky, but just hits my spot. Ah, yeah. Here, we want to say hits the spot. Right, it hits the spot. Hits the spot is a gooding de shuofa. We really can't change hits the spot, like hits his spot or hits my spot. It hits the spot. Hits the spot, 就是你要表达的意思，
可是你不觉得他用这个表达用得很好吗？就至少证明他是有积累的。
我觉得你是一个很聪明的听众朋友。
哎，他用了一个打到我的点 ，hit my spot。实际上，在英文当中呢，有一个相同的表达叫做 hit the spot。
That's right。
打到这个点，他的意思就是正好满足我。正好满足我。
That's right.
其实这就是今天小高老师用的那个短语，我们一会儿再来看。不过徐小叶表扬你用的非常好。接下来这位同学呢，叫做天意。
It is a little bit stickless, so it is just what I want.
Okay. So let's change this. You said it's a little bit stickiness. Stickiness, that's a noun, actually. We want the adjective, sticky.
我们要形容词形式。
Yeah. 你后面写得非常好。It's just what I want. Right? It's just what I want. I like that.
好。
I really like that. Okay.
常州建辉。
常州建辉 says, well, 粽子, though a bit sticky teeth, how about this? How about this?
有点粘牙。
How to say this? They get stuck in my teeth. It gets stuck in my teeth, or it's a bit sticky, but really good to eat. Okay, we'll take that.
就把前面改一下下就好了啊。随便删人。
It's a little sticky just to satisfy my taste buds. Okay, the structure of this sentence, it actually needs a comma, right? We would want to say, it's a little sticky, but it satisfies my taste buds. But it, 我知道你要说它正好.
满足我的味蕾.
Yeah, it just so happens, right? But it just so happens to satisfy my taste buds. This is a tough one, 随便上人.
还是要加一个逗号, 把结构弄清楚.
Yeah, that's right.
再来听一位, 叫易易妈妈。
Oh, a bit sticky, but it satisfied me.
很简洁.
Yeah, 很简洁. Oh, okay. So it was a bit sticky, but it satisfied her. So no problem. We're gonna take that, no problem.
好, 完全没有问题.
Yeah.
王巧玲呢?
This is a bit sticky, but just to solve my tooth.
Oh, 解决我的牙齿是什么意思?
Yeah, 我们很遗憾好像不能这么说解决我的牙齿。 在中文能不能说解决我的牙齿?
不能, okay. 不能。
How about it satisfied my appetite?
满足我的胃口是可以的。
Yeah. Or, 如果你要用 tooth的话, 有一个 说法叫做 sweet tooth, right? It satisfied my sweet tooth.
啊, 满足我的好吃. 最后一位是 Emery.
Well, it's a little sticky, but it definitely suits my taste. Hey, 非常好.
好吧.
是不是好, 是非常非常特别好.
他用的是 suits my taste, 符合我的品味.
Yeah, it suits my taste. Well,
符合我的胃口, 很好.
Well, that's right.
来,我们来请小高老师教大家一个, 刚才咱们说了徐小叶说的那个, huh?
Okay.
先说有一点黏, 叫做,
it's a little sticky.
It's a little sticky. Sticky, 黏, 不过,
but it sure hits the spot.
It sure do something. 它绝对可以做什么事情, 叫打到我的点, hits the spot. 你能再举个例子吗? 叫 hits the spot.
Yeah.
Something hits the spot.
Sure, okay. Let's take today for an example. 在这个炎热的下午, a glass of iced tea sure hits the spot.
哇,在这个炎热的下午, 要是来杯冰茶, 哇, 正好能够解我的馋。
Right. That's exactly what I needed, right? It was a, ooh, that hits the spot right now. So we usually use it for food. Now we, yeah, I think we pretty much like 90% or above we use it for food.
哦, 原来就是主要用在食物上面哈。 好了,我们学会了这个短语, 后边还有很多呢。
Yeah.
静静说,
pleasure.
Pleasure, 什么意思啊? My pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure.
不客气。
Didn't you know?
你不知道吗? Didn't you know?
Today is 端午节.
今天可是端午节, 它用的拼音, 端午节. 小高说,
端 what?
端 what? 没听懂啊, yeah. 后面说, 端 what? 端什么? 端什么?
端午节.
端午节呀。
You know.
你知道吗?
People munch on 粽子.
People, 什么粽子? 不是 eat 粽子吗?
Well, they munch on 粽子. If you munch on something, then you know, you might eat it throughout the day, or you snack on it, right? It's not like, 晚餐的时候我们就是光吃粽子不是这么回事, 我们 munch on them, right? 可能成天就是来一点来点一口一口来, 就是慢慢吃,
慢慢吃, 慢慢品,
yeah.
就叫 munch on, 后面接一个食物的名称就好了, 就有点像当零食吃那种, 时不时的来一口,
yeah.
吃一口叫 munch on 粽子。 好, 人们这一天吃粽子, 更准确了。 然后呢?
Drink Ralger wine?
喝什么酒啊? 这个名字叫 Ralger.
Yeah, Ralger wine. Have you had this before?
雄黄酒。
怎么样? 好喝吗?
就是让白娘子现出原形的那个酒, 叫雄黄酒。
And race dragon boats.
Race, 赛龙舟, race dragon boats. 很好, 就是人们的三大习俗, 吃粽子,喝雄黄酒, 赛龙舟。 小高说,
Oh, you mean the Dragon Boat Festival?
Oh, 小高终于听懂了, 说龙舟啊, 那你就是说的 Dragon Boat Festival, 你看看, 是不是有这么一个节的说法呀?
That's right, yeah.
龙舟节, 西方人知道它叫龙舟节, 那你说的是龙舟节吧?
Oh, duh.
Duh 是什么意思啊?
Okay, duh is something
语气词吧?
That, yeah, this is something that we say in English. It's very colloquial, very detailed, by the way. To mean if you want to express that, of course, the answer is of course 是这样子, 当然是这样子的, right? Duh, right?
注意语气叫 duh.
Yeah. Yeah, duh.
Duh, right.
Now,
意思就是 of course.
Yeah. Now, this is something... Well, now, we usually use it with our friends because it's not something that you would say to your teacher because it would be impolite, right? Your teacher or respected elders would definitely find it impolite, but it's not a swear word. It's not, there's nothing dong about it. It's just, you know, impolite. You wouldn't, you know, think about it. You wouldn't...You know, it's like saying, 你大笨蛋，那当然啦，那当然啦。
那当然啦，还用说吗？
yeah.
不然还是什么？
Yeah.
朋友之间呢， yeah. 口语之当中呢，是可以用这个词语的。
That's right.
就是对呀，对呀， mm-hmm. 当然了 ，of course、
mm-hmm.。
小高说
，Cool，
不错不错。
So that's why I don't have to go back to the salt mines until Thursday.
That's why， 这就是为什么 I don't have to go back to， 我不用再回到那个 salt mine 盐矿。
Yeah.
什么叫盐矿？这里肯定是个比喻。你不会是矿工吧？
No. In fact, the sentence here, it's an idiom. Go back to the salt mines. This is our 固定的说法。
Oh.
To go back to the salt mines means to go back to work. Yeah.
原来是一个固定的英语俗语的说法。
Yeah.
咱们说 go back to the salt mines.他的意思就是 go back to work.
That's right.
回去工作了。
Mm-hmm.
你说美国人怎么这么有趣呢？这么幽默呢？
嗯哼。
I don't have to go back to the salt mines until Thursday. 意思就是说，我直到周四都不用再回去工作了吧
？That's right. Jing Jing says, right.
对呀。
Why else would your company take a vacation?
Why else? 不然，不然、yeah. 为什么你的公司 ？Why else?Would your company take a vacation? 为什么你的公司会给你放假呢? Take a vacation. 我还从来没看见过 why else 是啥意思啊?
Yeah, why else, right? Yeah, 要不然呢、啊、那不然你觉得为什么公司给我们放假呢、
哎、还有其他的原因给你放假呢?
Yeah,
why else? 小高说
I don't know.
Yeah. 注意你看他的写法、
yeah.
他并没有说 don't know, 他写的是
yeah.
I do know.
Yeah, I don't know, right? I don't know.
读音是 I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.Yeah, I figured it was just our summer vacation.
Figure.
Yeah, figured, right? Figured.
周一讲过。
Yeah, it's something that you, 你自己想出来的, right?
You guess.
Yeah, you guess, right? Well,
You think.
Yeah.
You figure. I figure. 我认为啊、
yeah.
it was our summer vacation.
Yeah.
我以为就是我们的暑假了。
Yeah, that's right.Jing Jing says, so do you know why we celebrate 端午节?
重要的来了。Do you know why we celebrate 端午节？那你作为一个老外，你知道我们中国人为什么要放假，又要庆祝端午节吗？
端 what？
还没记住啊？
Okay.
端什么？
端午节 ，You know the Dragon Boat Festival. Come on, get it right.
就是端午节呀、啊。要不这样吧，我告诉你啊，这个就你就把它记住，龙舟节好了。You know the Dragon Boat Festival. Come on, get it right. 什么意思啊？
Come on, get it right, right? Where you, Jing Jing is now scolding me because 因为我又忘了，我又记不住 right? She's saying, come on, 你一定要记得住啊。
Get it right, 就是把它整正确了。
Yeah.
你把它记住了。
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about it in school.
Oh, I remember, 后面加一个 doing something, 就是我记得我做过什么事情。I remember, reading about it.In school,、
mm-hmm.
哎，我记得我在学校读书的时候啊，读过这个端午节的内容的。
But nothing comes to mind.
Nothing comes to 哪儿脑子？
Yeah,
什么都没进脑子。
That's right, right? If you're thinking about something, and then 你突然你想起来了 ，or 你想得出来一个 memory, or yeah, right? That would come to mind, an idea, right?
嗯，
没有任何的 idea 出现在我的脑海。
就是说我已经忘光了、
yeah.
，I forgot it.
Yeah,
nothing comes to mind.、
Mm.
等于我现在脑子里是一片空白啊。
Yeah,
我什么都不知道了。
Mm.
Nothing comes to mind. 静静这个时候只能说
fess up.
好，这是一个很好的短语，叫做 fess up.
Yeah,
fess 是承认、坦白吧
？That's right, 承认。So fess it's short for confess. But now we say this in spoken English. We say fess up. Right now we 们不能说单独的说 fess.We have to say fess up.
Oh, 只能说 fess up.
Yeah. In fact, that's the only time you can say fess, right? Did he fess? Yeah, it's fess up. It's always fess up. If you want to say fess, we have to say fess up.
那么这个 fess up 又是什么意思呢?
It's just like you said, it's like, 你承认吧。
Oh, 让对方说你就承认吧。
Yeah.
你就坦白吧。
Yeah.
Fess up.
Yeah, fess up.
Fess up. 你后面想说什么？
You've never learned about this holiday before.
你从来就没有学习了解过这个节日，还别说你以前看过书。
Yeah,
你根本就没有。
被他发现了。
You never learned about this holiday before. 被发现了。
接下来他说 I think you better hit the books.
I think you better. 好，我认为你最好再去打一打书。我们知道哟，打这个小词语其实就是去做的意思，是不是啊？
That's right. Here, if you want me to hit the books, well, you want me to go study. You want me to go research. What is 端午节, right?
其实打书的意思就是你去学习一下。Study it, study it.
刚才很多中国学生 hit the books, right? 为了准备高考, right? 为了准备高考。Wow.They had to hit the books, they had to prepare for it, right?
我们从一生下来开始就 hit book for 高考。
Yeah, I just saw you, when I said 高考, you said,
都在发抖,
it seems like you're still scarred from the...
Your nightmares.
Wow, I didn't know it was a trigger. It triggered those nightmares for you.
对,我们每个人对高考都有一种阴影在心里。
It's okay, 慢慢。
好，继续说。
Okay,
他说
，Today is an important holiday in China.
Today is an important holiday in China. 今天呢，在中国啊，是一个非常重要的节日。
The library is right around the corner.
好 ，the library 是图书馆，对不对 ？Right around the corner 也是一个我们学过多次的短语。
That's right.
它就在街角边，实际上啊，它就是说 ，right around the corner 就在旁边呢。
That's right.
图书馆就在旁边。
他就在旁边。I'll talk to you after you do some studying.
I'll talk to you later. 我呢，再跟你什么？我过会儿再跟你说。After you do some studying. 你呢，先去学一学，好吧？你先学完了，完了我再跟你谈这个节日。
Geez, okay, I'll go right now.
现在大家绝对不会忘记 geez 了，因为小高最喜欢这个词儿。
Yeah, it's my, what is this in Chinese? This is like a
感叹词啊。
It's a 感叹词 yeah. Geez.
天哪。其实我们连天哪都不用说，就是。
Yes. 哎呀。
对，其实就是这种声音啊，表示非常不屑那种。
Yeah.
就这种声音叫 geez、
oh,
聊天室当中的 forever 问小高老师一个问题啊，
yeah.
小高老师那个 nothing comes to mind 可不可以说 slip out of my mind?
Well, it slipped my mind is like this. I had an appointment with Dr. Johnson today at 4, but it totally slipped my mind. I didn't go, right?
那就是我忘了。
That's like 我忘了 yeah.This is nothing comes to mind is 我就是我想了半天
都没想起来
yeah
哦、oh,
我想了半天、okay. 我试图把它 you know think about it yeah but I couldn't do it
但是没办法了、yeah. 因为能力所限大脑记不住了
他们还是
有点区别哈有点区别、yeah. 有同学说小刚老师您太可爱了 Richard 说
哦、oh, 哪里
他说你那个那个太可爱了，
哪里？Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Richard.
其实中西方有很多语气都是相通的，
yeah.
比如这个切，其实都是一样的哈，这意思。
陈子妈爸 says 小高喜欢 Oh my Lady Gaga，
小高还喜欢哦我的王母娘娘。
我王母娘娘，我今天早上还真说了出来，
真说了
王母娘娘。
你跟谁说的？
我跟我的好朋友说了王母娘娘。
你一定是跟你的小朋友好朋友学
的
王母娘娘吧？